football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Dribble the ball, kick the ball to score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores, scoring the goals.
Ball to score a goal.
Hello everybody, welcome along to the League Podcast. It's the League 1 and League 2 version. We're combining them both together this week. I don't know why, just for a bit of a change really. My name's Lee Phelps. We've got Sam Ashu from the72.co.uk back online now. Hi Sam.
Hello there, yeah, back
well,
online.
We missed
back
you last online. Week. Good to have you back though. We've got three games in League 1 and three games in League 2 to have a look at. Probably best if we start it in League 1. Seems the most sensible option. Preston versus Fleetwood, first of all. It's 13-20 for Preston. 13-5 the draw and 19-5 the price for Fleetwood in this match, which is being played at Deepdale. Preston North End are in third position. Fleetwood are in 11th at the moment, and Preston on a very nice run of form. If you count Cup and League, they're unbeaten in the last seven and they've won the last six on the trot as well. Couple of clean sheets back to back now after conceding a few goals in the 4-2 at Colchester and the 3-2 against Port Vale. You look at Fleetwood and it's just win one, lose one, win one, lose one, win one, lose one at the moment, Sam, for them.
Well, it is, yeah, but that's taking into account both home and away record.
Yep.
Actually, if you look at their away record,
awful.
Which of course is certainly to be taken into account this weekend, it's like you say, it's pretty awful. Look, they've lost their last five away from home and they've scored just two goals. Now, I can tell you now, that is one of the worst away records in the Football League. So, you know, whilst they do... If you look at the table, 11th in League One isn't doing too badly, but of course that is coming mainly off the back of what was a brilliant start to them. You know, the start of the season when they actually climbed up to first position briefly during 1 week. So they're still living off that brilliant start that they had. They've certainly dipped of late, and of course, you know, that away form as well. And they're coming up against the Preston side, who are banging form, and more importantly for them, are banging form at home. Won their last four matches in all competitions at home, and won their last six matches in all in home. They've won their last six matches in all, so they're doing really well. And what I like about this Preston side, amongst the fact that they've got some very good players, which we'll come to in a minute, is the fact that in the manager in Simon Grayson, he's already got three League One promotions under his belt for Blackpool, Leeds and Huddersfield. And I just think that having a manager that has that experience behind him, and he's, you know, we're bearing in mind that he's still a young manager, by the way, you know, it breeds so much confidence to what is a very good Preston side already. And for that reason alone, they have to be one of the favourites to be promoted out of this division. We've mentioned before Bristol City, Sheffield United, teams like that. But actually, this Preston side are really beginning to get a head of steam, if you like. And they're going to be challenging to win this division, I reckon. I mean, Bristol City, yes, they may be, what, 7 points clear, something like that at the moment in League One, but Preston with a couple of games in hand and stuff like that, I think they're going to be challenging. So, really liking this Preston side, and like I mentioned, with some of the players that they've got, Chris Humphreys and of course Joey Garner, who we've mentioned before, who's doing really well this season, one of the standout players in League One. They've got some good players as well. And whilst it was a little bit of a slow start for Preston, Simon Grayson has come out this weekend and he's really sort of emphasised this sort of this ability to close games out, something that they struggled a little bit with at the start of the season, but now you're really beginning to see it. And it's all about getting what he calls this second killer goal. And actually, if you look at their results, the last four wins that they've had at home have all been by two goals. 2-0 that they beat Crawley, 4-2 they beat Colchester. They beat Port Vale 3-2. But then they beat Port Vale 2-0. So three of those four wins have been by two goals. And that is important for him. It's not just about grinding out a 1-0 or something like that. It's actually about going ahead, getting that second killer goal and seeing the result off. And because of that reason alone, of course I like the Preston price, but it's perhaps a little bit too short for my liking. The -1 handicap at 17-10 is something that I really like. So that's Preston to win by two goals, for anyone that doesn't know. And I just think with Simon Grayson talking about this sort of second killer goal, and of course taking into account Preston's home record coupled with Fleetwood's away record, I just think 17-10 for a -1 handicap is an excellent, excellent price.
Yeah, looks nice actually. Decent price indeed. Doncaster Rovers versus MK Dons next. It's 9-5 Rovers, 12-5 the draw, and MK Dons are priced up in the betting at 13-10. In terms of their respective league positions, well, the Dons are in fourth position, locked on 23 points with the likes of Notts County and Sheffield United, but a vastly superior goal difference. In fact, it's the second best goal difference in the division behind Bristol City and equal with Preston. Doncaster Rovers, -8 on their goals, 14 points from their 12 matches so far. Donny Rovers have lost back-to-back games in League One. They went to Fleetwood and lost 3-1. They lost at home 2-0 to Leighton Orient. And that before that, they'd won the previous two, one in the Johnson's Paint and one against Scunthorpe United. So a bit of a mixed bag for them, to be fair, all in all. And the same can be said for the home form, where they draw, they win, they lose, they draw. MK Dons away form, not bad at all. They had that 3-2 defeat, didn't they, at Bristol City, which is no shame there at all. You know, since the defeat at Peterborough, that's the only defeat they've had. They've won at Chesterfield, won at Barnsley, won at Yeovil, drawn 0-0 at Leighton Orient. Sam, do they get another win here in South Yorkshire?
I think they will, Lee. It's not actually the bet that I'm going to put up, the MK Dons win, but I lean towards them, and I certainly lean towards MK Dons' goals. Like you said, they've got the second best goal difference in the division behind Bristol City. They've scored the most goals apart from Bristol City as well. They've scored 27 goals. Bristol City have scored 30 goals. So, you know, that just gives you an idea of what this MK Dons side are capable of. Very attacking side. We saw that against, everyone pretty much in the country saw that in the Capital One Cup against Man United. And in a player in Benik Afobe, I mean, one of the informed strikers in League One at the moment, no doubt about that. He's got 12 goals in all competitions, 6 in the league. He's 5-4 to score any time, which is not a bad little price considering about how well he's been playing and just how many goals MK Dons have been scoring as well. And it's just this attacking football that Carl Robinson seems to have instilled. It's not been a mantra that he's, in my opinion anyway, that he's always followed. But this season, I think he's utilised, you know, the players that he's got as attacking players, and I think it's really working for them. They had 16 shots versus Fleetwood, 14 shots in that match against Wimbledon, and 13 shots versus Bristol City. So they're creating a lot of chances as well. It's not just a case of putting the ball in the back of the net at every opportunity. They are creating as many chances as possible and giving themselves the best opportunity to score as many goals as possible. And of course, we saw that in the 5-3 win that they had against Barnsley as well. So, yeah, they're playing really well. And of course, in contrast, we've got this Doncaster side who are, well, I think the word at the moment has to be underachieving. Look, no one thought they were going to come in this season and win the league or anything like that. But I think a lot of us thought, well, this is a team that will be challenging for the playoffs. They've had a good recent record in League One of late. You know, you can go back all the way to about sort of 2005, 2006, and normally when they're in League One, they tend to do very well and get promoted quite a few of the times as well. So it's actually quite a surprise to see them down at the lower reaches of League One. And what is startling as well is that they're actually just 2 points off Scunthorpe, who are in bottom place. So that just gives you an idea that actually, after the weekend's games have finished, albeit a little bit unlikely, Doncaster could be bottom of League One, and that's unthinkable, really. So Paul Dickoff coming under a little bit of pressure, no doubt about that. And what's worrying, I think, as well is the matches that they've lost and conceded goals in to teams that they perhaps shouldn't be doing. They conceded 3 to Walsall, 3 to Fleetwood, and 2 to Leighton Orient. Now, neither of those three sides are particularly doing that well at the moment. So to concede goals to them is a worry. And then, of course, against MK Dons, they're playing one of the best sides in the division. So everything leads towards MK Dons. Of course, they are away from home, MK. So, look, the win is by no means a given. And a price I like is MK Dons plus 1.5 goals. So it's MK Dons to score 2 or more goals at 6-5. Look, they're averaging 2 goals per game away from home this season, MK. And Doncaster, at the moment, they're conceding around about 2 goals a game at home. So on that basis, we should be seeing at least 2 goals from MK this weekend. And of course, on that basis, it gives you a little bit of scope just in case MK don't win. You know, this result could be 2-2 and the bet could still come off. MK Dons could lose 3-2, lose 4-2, unlikely as it is, but the bet could still, you know, would still come off. So 6-5 for MK Dons plus 1.5 goals. I really do like that, considering just how many goals they've been scoring of lately.
Yeah, it looks decent. I love a goals bet as well. Barnsley versus Bristol City finally in League One. Barnsley are 23-10. The draw is 5-2. And the league leaders, Bristol City, are even money away in South Yorkshire. Bristol City leading by a full 6 points at the moment. Their away form has been good. Two successive 3-1 wins in the last two trips. One was in the Johnstone's Paint Trophy. Preceded that with two draws, one at Walsall and that 6-goal thriller at Fleetwood. Beat Port Vale before that, beat Notts County, drew at Rochdale, beat Sheffield United. The long and short of it is, Sam, is they haven't lost on the road at all this season, of course. Barnsley, bit of a mixed bag at home. Don't draw many, do they, to be fair? In fact, I don't think they've drawn a game this season at home. They've lost five and won the rest. When they win, they don't half score some goals in doing it.
No, and they're a very interesting side. And certainly for anyone that watched the Barnsley-Bradford match, that was a very, very good match. Barnsley conceded within the first minute or so in that game. But from pretty much then on, they played really, really well, went on to win 3-1. It was a convincing win. It seemed more like it was a 3-0, to be honest. It was just literally a case of lack of concentration within the first 45 seconds or so. But look, like you say, Bristol City are unbeaten this season. And of course, that includes on the road as well. So they're doing well both home and away. But they are prone to conceding a few goals, Bristol City. You know, okay, they are unbeaten, but actually they haven't kept a clean sheet in 7 matches. So on that basis, you know, whilst they are picking up the results, they're conceding too. And we know that they've played in some absolutely belting games. Of course, that one they had with MK Dons, yes, it was a home match, but the 3-2 win, that was a very good one. And they've had a few others like that as well. Most recently, the two-all game to Bradford as well. So well, I think Barnsley are in with a shout here, certainly to score a goal or two. I like the both teams to score. I think, look, okay, 8-13 is about as short as you're going to get for both teams to score. But still, look, if you're wanting to put a weekend acca together, I would still stick it in there, no doubt about that. But what I do like, actually, is a bet, and it's in favour of Barnsley, which might surprise a few people, but it's this player, Devante Cole, who plays up front for Barnsley, to score any time. He's 6-4 to score any time. And I really, really like him. I was very impressed with him against Bradford. Yes, he didn't score that day, but he played really well. He can play as an out-and-out striker or he can play on the wings. But at the moment, he seems to be playing more as a striker up front with Sam Winnell. He just looks the part. He's Andy Cole's son. He plays a little bit like him. Actually, he seems like he's got a bit more pace than what Andy Cole had. And Andy Cole was by no means a slow footballer. So, yeah, I like this Devante Cole, and I think he's coming into a little bit of form now. He scored in the last two games. Unfortunately for him, both games that he scored in, Barnsley went on to lose. But if you take into account that he played really well in the match against Bradford and was unlucky not to score, then did actually go on and score against Peterborough, then scored against Notts County and set another one up, by the way. I think I fancy him to get on the score sheet again today and actually, in general, pick up a bit of form and become a bit of a sort of a well-known entity in League One. Very, very good player. And I just think at 6-4, it's a decent little price. And I think in time, you might see that price drop down to evens or something like that. So, look, Bristol City, we know how good they are. But I still think they're prone to conceding the goal. And they're playing against the Barnsley side, who do tend to score. And on that basis, I just got a feeling that Devante Cole is going to get on the score sheet. So 6-4 for him any time is my pick in that one, Lee.
Very nice. I believe your nap of the weekend comes in the third tier of English football, doesn't it?
It does. And it's actually, for anyone that is a regular listener to the league podcast, they'll notice that this one is a similar bet to one that I put up a few weeks ago, one that actually came off, and I was quite pleased with it. And I'll read out to you, because it's not the most simplest of bets. Okay, it's not that complicated, but still, got to get it right. Sheffield United. Now, Sheffield United, if I was to tell you that I've got a bet here, Lee, that would have come off in the last 15 of 16 occasions, you would say to me, crikey. What is that?
That is the exact word I was going to say. Crikey.
You would leave your day job and you would take up following my bets.
Yes,
wouldn't you?
Yeah,
that is exactly what you do.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not that simple in life, but still, fingers crossed. We've got the bet that I'm going to go for is Sheffield United, time of first goal, 46th minute and over. So basically, we're talking Sheffield United's first goal in a game that they're playing this weekend. They're away to Crewe. Sheffield United's first goal to be in the second half. 19-10. Now, 15 of the last 16 league goals that Sheffield United have scored have been in the second half. That is an absolutely unbelievable stat. That, if I'm being honest, and look, I'm by no means a statistician, but you'll do well to find a stat similar to that in English football for the past, well, decades, in my opinion, because normally, yes, we do tend to see a few more goals in the second half compared to the first half, but for that many second half goals compared with just one out of 16 being in the first half is unbelievable. And for that to be 19-10, I just think it's one hell of a price. So yeah, 19-10 is my nap in that one for Sheffield United. Time of first goal to be 46th minute and over.
Yeah, looks a ridiculous price, really, given that stat. Fingers crossed it continues. My nap's going to come in League Two. We've got three games to look at, and that's what we'll do next.
He's tackled the ball, he scores. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. He's tackled the ball to get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. He's playing football, he scores. Score a goal, score a goal. I've got my feet in my football shoes. Kick it in the goal and we just can't lose. Just score a goal, he scores.
Three games in League Two for Sam to preview then. Sam Ashu is from the 72.co.uk, also a pundit on In Play Radio here at William Hill, so make sure you check out both of those things. Luton versus Northampton is the game that we're going to look at first in League Two, Sam. Luton are priced up at 11-10. It's 11-5 the price for the draw, and Northampton are 23-10. In terms of the league positions, first of all, well, Luton flying high in third position, just a point behind Wickham and Burton. Northampton Town not doing quite so well. 16th with 18 points from their 14 games so far. Luton in the league. They did lost to Crawley in the JPT. In the league, they've won 6 on the spin and unbeaten in the last 8 games. Northampton have lost 3 on the trot now. 2-1 to Burton, 3-2 to Cheltenham, and 3-1 at home to Oxford. Their away form hasn't been bad, Sam, has it? I mean, the loss at Cheltenham was the first loss in 3, wasn't it? They've been to Morecambe and won, and drawn at Wickham and beat Portsmouth, so not bad.
Yeah, they're a little bit of a scary side, really, Northampton, in terms of betting, because they just seem to surprise you. You think you've got them sussed, and then they come out with a crazy result, albeit in their favour or against them. Of course, coming off the back of that 3-1 loss to Oxford United, Oxford's first away win of the season. I think they're underachieving a little bit, Northampton, in my opinion, Lee. I just think with the squad that they've got, I expected better from them this season. They started fairly well, but they have tailed off a little bit, really. 16th position at the moment. Okay, we know how tight League Two is, particularly around those middle areas, and you know, a couple of wins could really change that. But still, I'd have expected them to be a little bit higher than what they were, with the likes of John Joe O'Toole and Mark Richards, players like that, and the team that that Chris Wilder has set up there. He's had a chance to sort of set up a side now. So, yeah, I think they're underachieving a little bit. And then you compare that with Luton, who have come good, to say the least. Started the season very slowly, really struggled for goals, and it really seemed like they were going to struggled to replace Andre Gray, who was, of course, their main man, who left to go to Brentford at the end of last season after, not single-handedly, but certainly playing a big part in Luton's promotion into the Football League last year. But in a player, Mark Cullen, who's now scored 8 goals this season, 5 goals in his last 3, and he's just come off the back of a hat-trick against Dagenham, a perfect hat-trick, by the way, which you don't tend to see this that often anymore. You've got a man really in form here. He's evens to score any time, and that's probably about right, considering the most recent form that he's in. And actually, if you get a chance to see that perfect hat-trick that he scored against Dagenham, it was brilliant. The first one was a sort of striker's header. The second one, he just calmly took it past the keeper and slotted it home. And then the third one was a wonderful left-footed volley that just smashed on the underside of the bar. So brilliant solo performance from him in the 3-1 win that that Luton had against Dagenham. Of course, manager John Still going up against his old side, Dagenham, there. And they've come good in terms of the defence has always been fairly decent for Luton. They've conceded just 10 goals this season. Only Plymouth have done better in the league. They've conceded just 8. And now that they seem to have got their goal scoring sorted, I think they could be a real threat this year. Because as I said, they're a tight team in terms of their results. They don't tend to play in these sort of any sort of 5-4s or anything like that. But they're defending well and now scoring goals. And I think that is a worry for the rest of the division. And they'll be challenging for the automatics now. They're third in the league. And anyone out of the top 5, if you look at Wickham, Burton, Luton, Bury and Shrewsbury, anyone could take that those automatic spots, if you like. I said a few weeks ago that League 2 possibly wasn't as strong as it was last season, but actually some of these teams are really beginning to pick it up now, and Luton is certainly one of those. So, look, Northampton, in my opinion, you mentioned their away form as not being too shabby. You're right there, but still, I think Luton at 11-10, considering they are the league's in-form side at the moment, the way that they're playing, the 2-0 against Southend, excellent result. And then to go away to Hartlepool, when they've just got rid of their manager, win 2-1. And then, of course, that 3-1 that I mentioned as well. They're coming off the back of some excellent results. Luton to win at 11-10 is a real acca boost, I think. So I really do like that price.
Shrewsbury versus Portsmouth next. The price is, first of all, see the Shrews at 4-5, 23-10 the draw, and 100-30 for Pompey. Fifth in the table, town. Portsmouth are 11th. So only 4 points separating these two. Shrewsbury Town have got the best goal difference in the division with plus 11 on the board. Last three games, they've beaten Cheltenham 3-1, went to York and won by a goal to nil, and beaten Bury 5-0, which is one of the standout results of recent weeks in the division. Had lost a couple before that. They seem to go on little runs, don't they, where they might lose 3 or maybe two in succession, and then they get back on track again. As for Portsmouth, well, there was, I suppose at the start of the season, there was a little bit of early season promise, and they lost a couple, then they won, then they lost. They just don't seem to be able to string a run of positive results together, do they, Sam? Portsmouth?
No, and I think in this case, this is one of these games where you really have to look at the home form for the home side, which is Shrewsbury, and the away form for the away side, which is Portsmouth. I think that is going to play a pivotal role in this one. And I mean, I'll start off with Shrewsbury. They've won 8 out of 9 at home in all competitions. 6 of those 9 have been win to nils as well, so they've been fairly comprehensive. They have one of the best home records, if not the best home record right now in the Football League. They've only conceded 2 goals at home in the league, which is undoubtedly the best record in the Football League at home at the moment. I think only Derby are anywhere near that. They've conceded 4 goals at home in the league. So I think if it wasn't for Chelsea and Southampton in the Premier League as well, we'd be talking about Shrewsbury having the best home record in the whole of English football in terms of the top 4 divisions anyway. So just tells you how well they're doing at home. And of course, that 5-0 win they had against Bury. Look, I fancied them to beat Bury that day. I just thought, again, with Shrewsbury's home record, I did fancy them to pick up a result. But 5-0 against what is one of the sides one of the division's best sides. It's an unbelievable result. And we had Jean-Louis Akpara-Akpro come in and score a hat-trick. He struggled a little bit this season. Manager Mickey Mellon came out after the game and he said, essentially, if he could score more goals, he'd be playing for a top championship club because he's an excellent player. And like I said, he's come out and scored this hat-trick. And on that day, he was replacing Andy Mangan, who just missed out on injury. It's going to be a real... Who knows what Mickey Mellon's going to do in terms of formations for this one, because he's got Akpara-Akpro's just scored a hat-trick, Mangan, who's been in form this season, and Jamie Collins, who's scored 5 goals as well. So a real headache in terms of who he's going to play up front. But Shrewsbury's home record, like I've been saying, is brilliant. And they're playing against Portsmouth, who they've lost 3 out of 5 away from home, scored once just all season away from home. You only have to look at their away record, Lee, to see... They lost 2-0 to Burton, 2-0 to Southend, drew 0-0 with Hartlepool and drew 0-0 with York, and then lost 3-0 to Bury. I mean, it's terrible to not score in any of those games away from home. You know, to think that the amount of fans that they take to away games, you're talking thousands here, and for them not to see a goal in any of the last 5 matches is just unthinkable, really. Only Jed Wallace is really sort of putting in the performance at the moment. He's scored 4 goals this season. Craig Westcar, sort of their main striker, he scored just 2 goals in the league this season. So it's just hard to see where the goals are coming from. And to be honest, they couldn't be playing Shrewsbury at a worse time. So, look, Shrewsbury at 4-5, I think, is a good price. I do like that. But Shrewsbury to win 2-0 at 15-8, I'm all over that.
The final League Two game, before we get my nap, and I know everyone's really excited about that, Plymouth versus Cheltenham. Yeah, I know. Plymouth are 5-4, Cheltenham are 2-1, the draw's 11-5. The form is really good for Plymouth at the minute. They've moved up to 6th position, only a point ahead of Cheltenham, who were on 22 points, but got a 5-goal better goal difference. Unbeaten now, Plymouth, in the last 5 matches, 4 wins in the draw at Wimbledon last time out. Cheltenham, though, have won the last 2 games, 3-2 against Northampton and 2-1 at Cambridge, and that brought to an end a run of 8 games without a win in League and Cup. So Cheltenham back in form, Plymouth already in form. Good game this one, Sam.
Oh yeah, looking forward to it. I think it's one of the ties in League Two, or one of the ties in the Football League, actually, coming up to this weekend. Plymouth, like you say, going well now. 1-4 out of the last 5. That 0-0 with Wimbledon as well wasn't a bad result by any means. Everyone knows how well Wimbledon are doing at the moment. So to go away from home and get a 0-0 out of there is by no means a bad result. 1-4 at home in all competitions as well. And what I like about John Sheridan is that he's a very disciplined manager. He does what he can to win. If anyone watched the Chelsea match, the Chelsea Champions League match at the weekend, one of the commentators was just saying that Jose Mourinho will do anything to win, whether it's grind out a 1-0 with no strikers or, you know, go and win 5-0 and score as many goals as possible. He will do anything to win. And actually, I know it's a huge compliment to play someone, especially as a League Two manager, but John Sheridan reminds me of that a little bit, that he will... If he has to change his team to adapt to who they're playing, if it means that they're going to grind out a 1-0 win, scoring in the 85th minute, having put in what is a pretty poor performance, he will do that to get the result and to get the 3 points. And you only have to look at some of their most recent results. A 2-0 win, okay, then they then lost 1-0, but then another 2-0 win, and then a 1-0 win, and then a 1-0 win. These are fairly tight results. These aren't 5-4s, 3-2s, 3-alls, anything like that. You know, there's a pattern emerging here, and it's that they're grinding out results. And I fancy another tight game again at the weekend. Cheltenham, like you say, have picked it up again after what was a very good start to the season, then dipped a little bit, and then they've had 2 good results. They're playing well. But one thing to mention about Cheltenham is that they haven't won 3 league games in a row all season. And I think I still think they're overachieving a little bit. They haven't got the biggest of squads. On paper, they haven't got the best of squads either, but they're getting a few results. And that's why I think it is going to be another really tight game. But I do lean towards Plymouth, just for the way they're playing, particularly at home. I think the likes of Alessandra, who's come into a little bit of form lately, and of course Ruben Reid, that, you know, a lot of people know about. They've got 2 good strikers there that are playing well. And I do lean towards Plymouth, but I don't think it's going to be by any means a battering. So, look, it's not a bet that I particularly like because I like to go with goals, but Plymouth win in under 2.5 goals at 10-3 is something that I like. It's landed four out of the last five times that Plymouth have won. And like I mentioned, I prefer to go with games with goals. I think everyone does, to be honest, because, you know, you want to, in football, you want to support goals. But we've got to take, you know, the stats into consideration as well. And I think 10-3 for that bet is a good price. Otherwise, the Plymouth win at 5-4, I think, is an excellent price as well. I'm surprised to see odds against there, considering how well Plymouth have done of late as well. So Plymouth at 5-4 is part of the safe bet. And then if you're looking for perhaps a little bit more value, the Plymouth win in under 2.5 goals at 10-3 is also a price that I like as well.
Very good. We got Sam's nap earlier in the podcast. It was time of the first Sheffield United goal, 46th minute and after, 19-10, landed in 15 of the last 16 times they've scored, which is a remarkable statistic. I'm going in League Two in the Stevenage Burton Albion match. This is just over 2.5 goals in the match. I was surprised to see it at odds against 6-5, which seems a big price for two teams who Stevenage, you know, they're averaging plenty of over 2.5s. 2-1 against Accrington, 2-1 defeat against Luton, 3-0 against Mansfield, only 1-0 against Shrewsbury, 3-2 defeat to York City as well, 3-1 against Wycombe Wanderers in the league. So plenty of overs in their home games and Burton's away games. 4-3 at Carlisle, 2-1 at Northampton, 3-1 defeat at Bury, 3-0 defeat at Wimbledon, 2-1 at Mansfield. I could go on, but I won't. You get the gist. 6-5 is way too big a price for two teams who like to score goals and who average over 2.5 easy on the head-to-head so far this season in League Two. Pete Farris, our championship expert, will be delivering his on the championship version of this podcast, which we're recording on Friday morning. So if you want to check out his nap, it'll be available on the championship podcast, and we'll recap both Sam's and mine on that one as well. Sam, good to have you back, and good luck with your nap, mate.
Thanks, mate. Good luck to everyone that's having a bet this weekend.
Cheers, Sam. You can get these podcasts at audioboom.com. You can also go to williamhill.com/podcasts, or you can go to the72.co.uk. It's in the top right-hand corner. And while you're listening to it, you can have a look around all the articles from the guys on the website. Very good at it is as well. Plus, you can also subscribe via iTunes. And if you do that, you get these podcasts. Plus, you get the Punt, the European Football Podcast, the FWA Podcast as well, all delivered with a little ribbon on top to your phone, your tablet, or your PC. I'm lying about the ribbon. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.